we continue to do what most musicians do, and that is, for lack of a better term, cobble together a living from doing a variety of things. Usually that's a combination of performing and teaching. And usually that combines performing in one or more ensembles and then teaching at numerous small colleges as a part-timer and then having private studios. And that's what we did. We taught at Cole, we taught at Cornell, we had private studios, and then we basically toured a lot around Iowa. Sometimes we got to the coast, sometimes we went to Europe. But the money we made was basically not enough to sustain a living, so that was just part of our income. And we continued to look for ways to augment that and strengthen it. One of the things that was missing was a component of performing in our own community, because Iowa Arts Council grants were one of the ways that you could get a pretty good income for performing, but those grants were not available for performing in your local community at that time. There was actually a restriction. You couldn't perform within 100 miles or something of your own community. And so in the late 1980s, we developed a program we called Music for Seniors and Kids that was going to bring us in to the schools for 8 days a year and to 21 senior sites throughout the year. And we sold that concept to Henry Royer. And Henry said, well, I'll give you half of a 5 years funding for that if you can get the other half. And he referred us to Hall Perrine Foundation, and they gave us that. So that was the first time we actually had, it wasn't a lot of money, but it was $10,000 a year for 5 years. And we actually could plan ahead. Before that, we had what we called the big black hole theory, which means you would book concerts, you would play those concerts, and then your future as a performing ensemble was this big black hole that you were trying to shovel and fill in as furiously as you could. And this is where the sustainable income actually comes in as performing ensemble.